Praise the Lord. We are going to go to page number 10 in the song sheet. And we're going to start by singing, "There is power in the blood." Amen. It's song number 24, "There is power in the blood." Good morning. Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil the victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Service for Jesus, your King. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you lift daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There's power, power, wonderful power in the blood of the Lamb. There's power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Amen. How many agree with that? There's power in the blood. Glory to God. Now we're still on page number 10, and the very next song now is just a little chorus. It's "Thank You, Lord, for Saving My Soul." Praise the Lord. We're going to sing through this chorus twice. Thank You, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank You, Lord, for making me whole. Thank You, Lord, for giving to me Thy great salvation, so rich and free. Sing it again. Thank You, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank You, Lord, for making me whole. Thank You, Lord, for giving to me Thy great salvation, so rich and free. We ought to be thanking Him every day. Thank You, Lord, for saving my soul. Amen. Now, we're still on the same page, and we are going to sing a song that I'm just guessing that we all know. The Old Rugged Cross. Amen. We're still on the same page. And this is song number 26. 26, The Old Rugged Cross.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I loved that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Amen. And won't that be a wonderful day? Amen. Exchange it for a crown. Praise God. We are going to the very last page. And the first song on the last page, song number 27, Victory in Jesus.
I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory. His precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. My Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing.
We're going to sing that again.
Oh, victory. Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He let me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Amen. And what a plunge it is when you plunge into victory. Glory to God. Just go on and plunge into victory. Amen. I'm telling you, that's good, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. Now we're going to sing the very last song on this song sheet. It's the last song on the last page. What a friend we have in Jesus. Amen. What a friend we have in Jesus.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs you bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not care. And temptation. trouble anywhere. We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can't we find the friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer.
Amen. And what do we take to the Lord in prayer? Everything. Everything. Amen. We take everything to the Lord in prayer. Now, there's a few of you that just came in, and so let's sing a couple of more songs. We're going to go to page number one. Just go to the very beginning of the song sheet, page number one, and we are going to sing Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound. Praise God. Amazing Grace.
How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. 'Twas blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fear relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, with no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
Amen. And one more song we're going to sing. It's the second song on page number one, Are You Washed in the Blood of the Lamb? And I have to say, yes, I am. Amen. I am washed in the blood of the Lamb. Praise the Lord.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin, and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean, fully washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of... We're going to sing that again. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? spotless, only white as snow. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Amen. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Yes, Lord. I've got a verse here. I've always got a verse, don't I? I've got a verse here that I want to read to you. This is good news. Amen. I like hearing good news. You like, anybody like hearing good news? Glory to God. Well, the Bible is full of good news. I'm going to turn here in my Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And I'm going to read verses 19 and 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, 19 and 20. Now, this is the Apostle Paul. He's writing a letter to the church at Corinth. But now God saw fit to put that letter in the Bible for you and me. So not only is it to the church at Corinth, but it's also for you and it's for me. Now this is good news. The Apostle Paul says this, "For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by me and Silas and Timothy, was not yes and no, but in him it has always been yes." Glory to God. Isn't that good news? The gospel is not yes and no. Now, have you ever heard somebody, they'll say, well, you know, I always get an answer from God. Sometimes it's yes and sometimes it's no, but I always get an answer from God. Well, now that doesn't line up with what the Apostle Paul said right here. The Apostle Paul said, the good news is that the gospel is not yes and no, but it has always been yes. That's good. I like it. I like it. Now that's verse number 19. Here's verse number 20. "For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ." Think about that. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. So now you come into the family of God, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, now every promise that God has ever made is yes to you. Glory to God. I'm telling you now, that's some good news. That means every promise that God has ever made from Genesis to Revelation, if you are in Christ, that promise is yes to you. Glory to God. Whew, that's worth waking up for this morning. I'm telling you, just get up and hear that good news, you know. And you just want to skip through the rest of the day. Say, glory to God. Every promise that God's ever made is yes to me because I am in Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to talk about that just a little bit today. I have got a song here that I'd like to sing to you. And this song is titled, "It's Just Another Red Sea." Now you know where that came from. It's just another Red Sea. You remember the children of Israel when they made it to the Red Sea? And they thought, this is it, we're done, there's no way to get across. The army from Egypt is coming after them. So they got an army coming after them on one side. They got the Red Sea on the other side. They're stuck, man. You remember this little phrase, between a rock and a hard place? Well, I'm telling you now, they must have felt like they were between a rock and a hard place. Until until God parted the Red Sea and they walked across on dry ground and made it to the other side.
Wow.
And over and over and over, God would do miraculous things for them. And you remember what we just read? Every promise that God has ever made is yes in Christ. You think about all the different things that God has done for His people. Now think about it. We are His people if we are in Christ. And He continues to do marvelous, miraculous things for us. And so we can say, well, that's just another Red Sea. See, what that means is this. That's not something that I can do, but I know it's something that God can do, and He will. Amen. It's just another Red Sea. And so that's the name of this song. It's just another Red Sea. Let me tell you about a story the prophet Daniel told. How three Hebrew boys wouldn't bow to the king's image of gold. Well, he threw them in the fire, but the Lord was there too. And He delivered them the same way He'll deliver you. It's just another Red Sea that the Lord will walk you through. It's just another giant, like the one that David slew. It's just another battle, an opportunity for you to claim the victory. Don't worry when the water looks deep, it's just another Red Sea. That's all it is. So you say you've got feeling helpless and afraid. Another deadly situation with no hope for your escape. Just remember when it looks like you have faced your final hour. God sees it as another chance to move and prove His power. It's just another Red Sea that the Lord will walk you through. It's just another giant, like the one that David slew. It's just another battle, an opportunity for you to claim the victory. Don't worry when the water looks deep, it's just another Red Sea. It's just another, and just another Red Sea. It's just another, it's just another Red Sea. It's just another, it's just another Red Sea. Just another, it's just another Red Sea. It's just another Red Sea that the Lord will walk you through. It's just another giant, like the one that David slew. It's just another battle, an opportunity for you to claim the victory. Don't worry when the water looks deep, it's just another Red Sea. Don't worry when the water looks deep, it's just another, just another, it's just another Red Sea. It's just another, just another Red Sea. Amen. Glory to God. It's just another Red Sea. And so now we're looking at this verse here. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verses 19 and 20. And now I'm really focusing in near, you know, just kind of getting in here on this verse number 20. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through Him, that amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. Now, we have a part to play. God is the giver. We are the receiver. Amen. And so every promise that God has ever made is yes in Christ. And now, in order for us to receive His promises, the Bible says that we are to put our amen on His promise. In other words, have faith, believe in His promises, and say, now you've probably heard this phrase, we're going to talk about this in a little bit, be it unto me according to your word. Have you heard that? Be it unto me according to your word. We're going to look at that here just in a little bit. But now, think about this. I remember, how many, here's a question. How many remember old revival camp meetings? You remember, maybe, little country churches maybe, and having revivals, dinner on the ground, you know. Boy, that's some good memories, isn't it? And so there's a story that goes that this little country church was having a revival. There was a man who came who was not part of the community, but he heard about the revival that had to come. And after one of the services, now, pastor said, you know, we're going to have revival here in the church by putting up a tent outside. And after every service, we're going to have dinner on the ground and just a good fellowship time, you know. And so after this service, people were going out to their cars, getting their food, bringing things in under the tent. And this man who came to the revival, now, he was a single man, didn't really cook a whole lot, just kind of got by, you know. And so he went out to his car, and he brought in a little brown paper bag and a thermos, sat down at the end of one of the tables, and he reached into his little brown paper bag. He pulled out a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, set it on the table, and he had a little thermos of coffee, and he's good to go. Well, now down at the other end of that table, there was a big family. A lot of kids, you know. Mama knew how to cook, and she loved to cook. And so when the pastor said, now, you know, everybody here locally now, we want you to bring food, bring enough for your family, but bring plenty to share. And so you didn't have to tell her, boy, she liked to cook. She was going to bring a lot of food. And so, you know, she was hard in the kitchen, and she just having a good time. And she had fried chicken, and she had biscuits and gravy, and she had potato salad and baked beans and homemade pies, you know. And she just went on and on and on. And she's laying out this spread on the table, the other end of the table from this man. Well, now she looked down at the end of the table, and she saw him sitting down there all by himself with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and a little bit of coffee. And she thought about all the food that she had brought, and there's plenty for everybody. And so she called down to the end of the table, and she greeted him, introduced herself. And she said, sir, we're so glad that you came to our revival. We see that you're sitting down there all by yourself. We'd like you to come just be a part of our family. And she said, I'll tell you what, I see that you brought some food. She said, why don't we just put it all together and there will be plenty for everybody. Now her little kids, you see, they had an eye on that peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I'm telling you, now she might have brought a lot of food, you know, but she didn't bring any peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. He had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and those kids, man, they are looking at that, boy, they thought that was the best thing in the world.
And so he came on down, put all the food together, and there was plenty for everybody.
Well, I think so.
Now, the reason why I share that story is because that's how God looks at us. See? He looks at us and he, you know, all we might have, you know, which this might be us, all we have is just a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and just a little bit of coffee, you know. But this is what God says, I want you to come and I want you to be a part of my family. You bring everything that you are, everything that you have. You just come on down, and I'm going to bring everything that I am and everything that I have, and I'm going to make it available to you. You're now in the family. Everything that I have is yours. Praise the Lord. Isn't that right? She's taking it in. I'm telling you. That's all right. I like it. You are my amen section. Just right here. Praise the Lord. I'm doing well. Praise God.
Thank you,
brother. Amen. And so we see this, you see, that God wants us just the way we are. Sometimes we think, oh, I've got to do this, or I've got to do that, or I'm just not ready, or God, you know, God just won't accept me the way I am. Oh, yes, He will. He will accept you just the way you are. He says, you come as you are, bring everything that you have, everything that you are, and I'm going to bring everything that I am and everything that I have. And I'm going to make it available to you. The Bible says, for no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so when we come into the family of God, we have all the promises of God now made available to us. But now we've got to be good receivers. You know, it's a Hebrews 11:6 says that it's impossible to please God without faith. But he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. Well, I want to diligently seek him. Amen. I'm a diligent seeker. I'm chasing after God. I want everything that He's got. And He wants me to have everything He's got. Amen. Every promise that He's ever made is yes to those who are in Christ. And the Bible says that we have to put our amen on His promises. Now you remember, let me share with you. You remember when Angel Gabriel came to Mary. And Gabriel said, Mary, you're going to give birth to a son. Going to call his name Jesus. He's going to be the Savior of all mankind. And so now Gabriel is waiting for a response from Mary. And you know what Mary said? Mary said, how can this be? Now, you see, that's not faith. How can this be? You know, but it's a valid question. How can this be? I've not been with a man. How in the world can I give birth to a son, you know? How can I, you know, that's never happened ever. Before on planet Earth. That's never happened. How can that be? Well, now Gabriel began to explain to her that the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you, going to overshadow you. You're going to give birth to a son, going to call his name Jesus. And then he went on to explain some things. And he said, even your cousin Elizabeth, who is beyond childbearing years, she is 6 months pregnant. And then he said this, for with God, Nothing is impossible. Boy, now there's some good news. For with God, nothing is impossible. And so now Gabriel is waiting for another response. What you know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Well, now Gabriel came to bring Mary words from God. And so Gabriel is wanting to build faith into Mary so that she would... Amen. And so now, here's that phrase that we were talking about earlier. Be it unto me according to your word. That's exactly what Mary said. Mary said, be it unto me according to your word. If you want to come over here and take pictures, just feel free. You're good. Okay. I mean, if you want to get any closer or whatever. Okay, sure. Yeah. Don't hesitate. Just feel free. Amen. And so she said this. She said, be it unto me according to your word.
Right.
See? And you know, after she said that, you know what Gabriel did?
I know who did.
He left. He left because he heard faith words from Mary. Mary believed. She said, be it unto me according to your word. Now, you see, what she did is she put her amen on God's promise. You see that?
Yes, I see.
That's what we found in 2 Corinthians 1, verse number 20. Let me read it again. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through Him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. We are to agree with God's promises.
Right.
Say yes. If God wants me to have it, then I want to have it.
Right.
I want to be, what's the word? I want to agree with God. You know, and if God says that all of my promises are yes to you, then I want to receive them. You know, I remember having, you know, when I was a little boy, and be my birthday, and Mom and Dad would buy me something, and sometimes they would be extravagant. You know what I mean? I mean, it'd just be, and I would look at what they got me, and I would think to myself, oh, that's too much. I mean, it's just, wow, that's over the top. You know, I mean, that's a lot. And sometimes you kind of hesitate, and you say, oh, you shouldn't have, or I just can't receive that. And sometimes, I mean, you can make somebody mad if they spent some money because they wanted to, and they bought a gift for you because they wanted to, and then you hesitate and don't receive it. That can make somebody upset.
Really?
They say, I spent some money on this thing. I want you to be happy about it and receive it. See? Well, now that's how God is, you see. God says, I have promises for you. And I want you to receive them. I want you to say yes to them. Amen. I want you to receive them. I want you to say amen. If you want me to have it, then I'm going to receive it in the name of Jesus. You know, there are over 3,000 promises in the Word of God. Over 3,000 promises in the Word of God. And God wants us to have and to receive every single one of those promises. But now we've got to know what they are, don't we? It's kind of hard to receive something if you don't know what it is. You know, you don't know. And so we've got to be in the Word of God
looking at the promises of God, and then saying yes to Jesus. I want us to close by turning in your psalm sheet to page number 9, I believe it is. Yes, page number 9. And the very first song on page number 9 is song number 21, Standing on the Promises of God. And we are to receive the promises of God. Amen. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing.
Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God,
standing on the promises, I cannot fall, listening every moment to the Spirit's call, resting in my Savior as my all in all.
Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God, promises of God, my Savior, standing,
standing on the promises of God. Amen. And we are, aren't we? Huh? We are standing on the promises of God.
Amen. We read the Bible. We find promises in the Word. Now, the very first promise to stand on is the promise of salvation, of being born again. The Bible says that if we believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, in other words, He is alive, and we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, thou shalt be saved. Brings us into the family of God, and that that is that phrase that we saw here in Corinthians, in Him, or in Christ. We are now in Christ. And so then, every promise that God has ever made is yes in Christ. We come into the family of God, and then we take a look at all the other promises in the Word of God, whatever situation, whatever circumstance we're in. We find the promises of God that help us, that allow us to overcome whatever situation we might be in. And we put our amen. We said, Lord, be it unto me according to your word. And we watch those promises of God work in our lives. Amen. Standing on the promises of God. Father, we just come to you now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are so grateful for your word. We thank you that we have the ability to believe through the word of God. That it's hearing the Word that creates faith in us to believe. That we might believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And then stand on the promises of God, knowing that you are faithful to your Word. And Father, we give you all the praise and all the glory today.
in Jesus' name. Amen.